What's up, Bachelor Nation? Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's recap of The Bachelorette Season 14. We are so excited to be back and recapping Becca Kufrin's journey to find love after her heartbreak with Ari.
Let's do the damn thing!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Drop top push, going down my neck, diamonds up and down my chain.
He's tripping, can't tell me nothing. Most up and not
cheating. It's my big fat boogie guy on the
road. I feel like we could do this for a good while.
Too good.
Welcome back, guys. We are so excited to be back, as you can tell. I'm your host, Sterling Cates, and I can't believe it. We're all here in the studio. We've got Christine Alexis, Jeff Graham at the table joining us tonight, and Renee Ariel.
Hey guys.
They let me out of my cage, y'all.
Yes.
I'm here.
Got you out the booth for the season premiere.
Yeah.
This is very exciting stuff. Do we have any general opinions of what's happening? We want to know. Obviously, we love Becca and we're rooting for her because of her heartbreak with Ari. We have the live chats up, so we're watching what you guys are saying. And also, we just want to say, listen to us on iTunes, leave us some reviews. We're checking that constantly. We're checking this chat, our Twitters, all of that. Mm-hmm. We're happy to be back. So, guys, we just got done watching the premiere.
Yes.
General thoughts.
Okay, I felt like I knew what was happening. I felt like I knew who I loved. And then when they showed us the promo for the rest of the season, I don't know how I feel anymore. What about you, Jeff?
So first of all, Becca did such a good job.
Yes.
I think she nailed it. I gotta say, going in, I liked Becca, but I wasn't sure if she had quite the, like, sort of sparkle that, like, a JoJo has. Because I really like JoJo.
I love JoJo.
I just was worried she was a little too nice, or maybe a little too, not plain, but she really proved herself tonight, and she, we'll get into it, but I thought she nailed it, and I love the diversity with who she ended up with, too.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very pleasantly surprised by the diversity in the guys this year. I saw earlier, before we got started, someone was commenting that they didn't like this crop of guys, but we'll get into it. I think that they are decent so far, and I agree with you. Becca's decisiveness very early on is intriguing me, and it's actually helping me figure out, like, who I like more, because I was kind of... just no one really stuck out to me right away just yet. Mm-hmm. But seeing where her head is going now, I'm like, oh, the wheels are turning.
Mm-hmm.
Just a heads up, we are going to try our very best not to say let's do the damn thing that much. But because it's the premiere, we had to just, you know, get it out there on the table.
Half of our viewers are just gone.
Yeah, they're like, log off.
No, shout out to the live chat.
Yeah, someone in the comments was like, no, please don't say it. Please don't do it. So just so you know, we're not going to... go overboard on that. My general thoughts, there's definitely a few that stand out for me. There were people, one person in particular that left that I was a little sad about.
Same.
We'll talk about that. But I think it's going to be a great season. I think Becca will be a perfect bachelorette because she does seem very decisive, like you were saying, Christine. And I don't think she's afraid to make the tough decisions.
Mm-mm.
No. So I'm here for that.
I think nothing makes you stronger than being broken up with your fiance on national television. Like, I think she's so ready and determined, she's not going to deal with any BS. Like, after that Ari situation, she's like, uh-uh, not having it. And that's what I think changed with her. I think if we got Becca pre-Ari breakup, it would be a little bit nicer.
Yeah. Before we meet the guys, I just wanted to ask your opinion on when Rachel, JoJo, and Caitlin were there. I was a little upset we didn't get to see Caitlin talk more because she's the best one, in my opinion.
I love Caitlin.
And then they were saging the house. Do you think that their opinions were valuable for Becca before she met the guys?
Yes, but I will say I think ABC is completely tricking us because JoJo made the comment of how all three of them gave now their fiancés the first impression rose and they kissed on the first night and now they're all engaged and that's who they picked. I think ABC did that to throw us off, so we think whoever Becca was about to give the first impression rose to was going to be her fiancé, and I think not.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. I mean, that was strategic. Mm-hmm. They put that in for a specific reason, so I agree. They're probably trying to throw us off the scent.
Yeah.
I mean, the timing is impeccable considering who got the first impression rose and first kiss.
Yup.
The tea. It'll be spilled. Don't worry.
Yes.
Yeah. So before we get into meeting the men... Jeff, do you have
Yeah, absolutely. Questions? So real quick, guys, I don't know if you knew this, but our network was founded by the brilliant and beautiful Maria Menounos, who is a, you know, she's a host. You've seen her on E. You've seen her in the movie theaters if you've been lately. She does First Look. But she has an amazing podcast that I want to tell you about right now. And if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, we've got the podcast for you. That's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition, hosted by our founder, which drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviewers and interviews, including some Bachelor alumni, guys. I do know that Corinne, I think, was on the show, so she's got all the tea, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And when you go, be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was your Bachelor panel who sent you there. I guess Bachelorette in this case, but yes, it's all one franchise, guys. Conversations with Maria Menounos. Check it out.
It's so good. I love it.
It's wonderful. It's really good.
So I wanted to bring up one chat before we, because this is based on what Renee just said about Rachel, when they brought up that the bachelorettes typically know more than the bachelors about what they want and what could actually work in real life. And Liza in the chat said, the bachelorette is better than the bachelor because the girls are actually serious and not afraid to cut the person that doesn't do it for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Instead of just, I mean, I don't want to stereotype, but that's not about who's prettiest or whatever. It's like, do I have an actual connection and could this work? And as we've seen, more couples that are formed from the bachelorette exist still today.
Yep.
You can't beat the statistics.
For real, the numbers are there.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how quickly Becca called out a red flag. Like, women just pick up on that. Like,
I love this isn't gonna cut it. Because if it was a guy, it would take another 5 episodes.
Exactly.
I think for the bachelor mainly. And here's the thing. I love to watch someone when, as an audience member, I'm like, oh yeah, get rid of that person. That's shady. But then you're watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette just continue to keep them along, and you're like yelling at the TV. I love that Becca completely cut that and was like, uh-uh, not doing it today.
It was awesome.
Yeah. She did leave us with Jordan, though. That's a gem right there.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah. Living for the commentary.
He's so funny.
That said, we do have 28 men to meet, so let's get into it.
Let's go.
Okay, so the first person we met that had a video package before the limo was Clay Harbor. He's a football player of 9 years. He's 30 years old. They show him having dinner with his family. Seems like a big family guy. Seems pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
Yeah. See, I really liked Clay. I loved his the video package. I kept saying, I love this guy. I love this guy. I usually see athletes as a red flag because I just don't trust them. You know, but he's a former athlete, and now he has a nonprofit. He almost seemed too good to be
Clay
true.
Does Clay have a nonprofit as well?
No.
Wait.
He still plays football.
There's a Clay.
Oh my gosh, I'm mixing up Clay and Colton. Colton. Okay, no, sorry,
Clay
guys.
Clay still plays.
There are so many guys right now, it's going to take me a little bit to get them all
Clay's
together. Biracial, small town. Oh my gosh, Clay's the one I thought was friend zone from episode one.
That's
who Clay was. Except total sweetheart.
Yeah.
He does seem really sweet. And they played with Clay, which I got later.
Yeah. You know, some producer's like, I've got the best idea. His name is Clay. What if he played with Clay? My thing with Clay is, I kind of agree with you. I'm sensing some friend zone vibes. Clay seems like one of those long play type of guys where he might not make the best first impression, but you know, like, he'd make a great dad. So, which I can kind of relate to because I feel like I kind of give up that vibe a little bit. And I'm engaged, so it ended up working out for
there
me.
You go.
But I don't know. I think thanks. But I think Clay, I am not sure he's Becca's type, even though he seems like a nice guy.
He seems very sweet, but he might have been a little nervous for his intro. So.
Yeah, he seemed nervous the whole time.
But so sweet.
Would you guys be into that? Like, if there's all these kind of swaggy, like, one haircut kind of guys, and there's one nervous guy, how would you feel as the Bachelorette? Would that be attractive and sweet, or like, nah, not for me?
I definitely like confidence, but I think it's cute when you make someone nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That means that they actually care a little bit. You know?
I agree. And I like that aspect too, because that's such a nerve-wracking situation. And I feel like all these guys are like overstimulating Becca with so much. So to have somebody who's a little more demure, or, you know, not as in your face, that's intriguing. And to know that they you make them nervous, I would, you know, be excited about that. Like, thanks.
I think he's James Taylor of this season.
I don't think so.
No.
I think here's the thing. I think he's a cute little puppy. I think he's so
sweet.
Which
James Taylor was, right?
Yeah.
But I just think it's a little different. I think James Taylor had a little bit more I hate to use the word swag because I just don't think that's the right word to use with James Taylor, but there's a little extra something there, whereas Clay, I feel like, is just sweet, and you're kind of keeping him around, or Becca's kind of keeping around, because she trusts him and he's sweet and he can stay around, not because she actually sees anything with him.
It's okay to like sweet guys, Renee.
connection.
I'm just kidding. Okay, let's move on to Garrett.
Clay got a lot of love, just FYI.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
really? Yeah, people are liking Clay.
He hasn't shown with anything Becca? Negative yet.
Oh, yeah, as a person, but are people liking him with Becca or just they think he's sweet? Because he's a total sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of, aw, Clay.
Exactly. That's what Becca's saying too, guys.
He's a baby brother,
yeah.
I think, unfortunately.
Okay, so let's talk about Garrett. He's from Reno, 29. He did the weird voice in his intro package. But he does, you could see that he loves to have fun, and he doesn't take life too seriously, and he enjoys being active and all these things that actually Becca enjoys too, like fishing and hunting and all of that stuff. I feel like we have to talk about what just broke before we, because all of us went from loving him to hating him or having an opinion, a negative opinion about him.
Real quick.
Or a opinion. For me, it was a negative one. Pretty fast as we were watching this episode, which I'm sure was intentional from, I think, the Huffington Post, like, released that article that they had gathered a bunch of screenshots of images that Garrett had allegedly liked from his Instagram page, which has now been deleted, but they were posts that were mocking the Parkland High School victims. There were some that were, it was like conservative women versus leftist women, quote unquote, that were not very flattering, and stuff about that were, that was pretty transphobic.
It seems like he's just kind of skirting the alt-right. Like, from what we've gathered, and guys, this was an hour ago this broke, we had to watch the show, so I don't feel like we have fully formed opinions.
Yeah, we haven't gotten all of the information because this just broke as we were going live, so.
It just seems like he's skirting sort of that, like, Reddit alt-right kind of internet culture that's tends to be conservative, tends to possibly love our president, and tends to, like, sometimes dislike women. Which doesn't look great for him, I gotta say.
Yeah. So the post says he has a history of liking social media posts that mocks trans people, undocumented immigrants, left-wing women, and one Parkland High School student, which are probably not the best things to mock on social media, obviously.
Yeah, not at all.
So there's people in our chat that are saying, you know, obviously that's not good news to hear about him, especially when he looks like the front runner as he got the first impression rose.
Yeah.
And then some people are saying he's allowed to have his own opinions. But his opinions are pretty problematic, no?
His opinions are problematic, one. Two, I find it interesting the way people are so quick to rally around him with the little that we know about him.
Right.
But when it was Rachel season and Lee was exhibiting problematic behavior, we were so quick to just like be cut and dry of like, no, this person is bad. Like, why are we going to give him the benefit of the doubt?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious why people are reacting this way to him and that way to Garrett.
I think it's harder for viewers to see Garrett this way because what we got in this episode, I really liked him a lot in this episode. And then it was like right after we figured all of this out for Lee, I think from the beginning, we felt like something was off with him.
Right.
But Garrett seemed like such a sweetheart. So I'm still kind of processing what we learned about him. Because that's so disappointing.
Because he's so likable.
So likable.
Like, whereas Lee immediately rubbed us
the
wrong
way.
But, you know, being problematic is what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There's so much pressure for media. Like, we are a media outlet who's probably the first covering this. So I feel like right now we don't necessarily have fully formed opinions. I'm leaning toward this looks bad, but I don't want to say definitively how I feel about it yet. I don't know if, I just think next week we'll have a lot more to say.
Yeah.
I'm sure this will be a topic of conversation now on Twitter. We haven't even had a chance to look at that yet. But it's funny how we went from, he got the first impression rose, and we didn't see this news yet. And then we were like, yay, he got it. That's so sweet. Like, he'll probably win the whole thing. And then I was like, oh, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
This is not good. So it is interesting just to see how you see one thing and how his package is put together. And then
here's my question.
Happening.
If we hadn't gotten this information, would he be in your top three favorites of tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without that information, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know, we're like, without that, it's like setting us up to just be trapped. But yeah, yeah, based on his edit, he looked wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Great edit. Good job, ABC.
So he got the first impression rose, so we know that he'll be through to the next week at least. So.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to Jordan. He's the model.
Oh, my God.
No, let me tell you, he's the pensive gentleman.
Oh. Yep. Hold on.
That's his brand. He said his brand is the pensive gentleman and that his power is in his brows. and that he's been so focused on himself that he's been missing out on sharing himself.
Oh, God.
I don't think anybody wants what you want to share, bro. I'm just saying.
Is there any, ladies, is there any redeeming factor in Jordan right now?
Television.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I can't wait. We know he's not going to win. Please, ABC, send him to Paradise. Yeah. I beg of you.
Other than me loving his commentary pretty much on everyone's outfits. And he didn't even talk to her, though.
I know.
He was like, it is what it is.
He was so mad that people even questioned his game plan. Like,
I know.
I'm like, this is what we're here for. If you're not going to get a chance to talk to her, your powder blue suit doesn't do everything for you.
It was shark fin gray.
Sorry. Yeah. Shark fin gray.
Because he's going for the prey. It was so weird how Jordan's whole thing was he spoke in cliches, but that don't exist. Like, so he'd like have a phrase as if it was a common phrase, but no one's heard it before.
What was the dress shoe is the heartbeat of a gentleman? It's like the sound of his footsteps. That is amazing. I cannot wait. We're going to have so many quotes from him.
So excited.
I want to know who his like mentor is in life. I feel like somebody has like coached him to be like this. Like,
I want to meet his dad.
Yeah, like who's a figure in his life who's...
Oh my God,
hopefully he makes it downtown so he can... Oh, I'm just kidding.
We would be blessed, but I highly doubt it.
Zoolander.
That was amazing.
Be as confident as Zoolander all times.
I don't think he'll make it far, but I'm really enjoying his...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for his journey, just because I get to watch it.
Yep.
Yeah, someone in the chat, Jasmine, is saying Jordan is this season's Crystal.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Like, not self-aware at all, and just, like...
Yeah.
Really in love with himself.
Yes.
At least he doesn't have that voice.
Yeah.
I also noticed in the chat real quick that some people were asking that we put up the faces of the people we're talking about. Since it's still early on and, you know, we don't know everybody yet. So we're going to work on that for next week. But try and catch up with us if you're looking online right now.
And Anthony, if you want, our producer may be able to get them on the fly. Do your best, Anthony. I know we're asking a lot right now. But just when we're saying names, see if you can pull them up from tonight. We'll let you know. We can see the monitor up here. So,
yeah. But try and keep up with us, guys.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's move on to Lincoln. He lives in L.A. He's from Nigeria. He's 26. We met him already from after the final rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any thoughts on him?
He's starting to annoy me already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm over him. I thought he was a little, like, sly during the after the final rose. I was like, ooh, he's a little charming. I liked his accent. I'm already over it.
I can agree. I loved him on After the Final Rose, but I think I said it tonight. I was like, his accent isn't doing it for me the way that I would have hoped.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he is another one like Garrett, who a lot has come out about him in this hiatus between this Ari season and now. I don't know if you guys heard, but TMZ reports of his very different approach to using the bathroom.
What?
He allegedly likes to go to the bathroom on the floor.
What?
Doesn't use the toilet.
What?
And there have been multiple reports of people who've worked with him previously who have said this.
What?
Yes.
What?
I was like, this, I mean, don't get me wrong, this initially broke on TMZ, so I was like, I don't know how credible this is.
No,
so
TMZ knows this stuff. Yeah.
But it came out like that.
I just love how usually it's like, apparently he's rude to women at bars. And for this guy, it's like, apparently he poops on the floor.
Like,
yes.
It's so ridiculous.
Like, both? Like, one and two?
Yeah.
What
poop is only two,
though. Does he go outside?
This is too much information for me to take in right now.
I promise, guys, I will put this up on my Twitter so you can check it out later. But, yeah, so that, going into it, I was just like...
To each their own.
You know what?
Sheesh.
I'm really happy that JoJo earlier in the night was talking about women's intuition because he was starting to annoy me tonight. And you know what, guys? He shits on the floor.
He's already gotten the cosign from former Bachelorette contestant DeMario Jackson, if you guys follow him on social media. They're like buddies. So I'm like, interesting. Maybe I wonder if they're going to have the same trajectory on the show where they start out good and then it goes bad really quickly.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
DeMario's a friend of the show.
I love DeMario.
At the same time, I don't... Is his endorsement the one you want?
Like, I know. Like,
it begs the question.
Yeah.
Just to be
gets
honest.
People talking. Yeah. For sure. There is someone in the chat, Danae, says that it could be a cultural thing since he grew up in Nigeria.
Okay, right.
And that we don't know anything about his customs, and that's a very true point to it talk is. About as well.
Nigeria's
it's just
everywhere.
Very eye-opening. Like, that's an okay thing to say, I would say.
Yeah. Where does he go, though? And how long? Like, does he...
In the bathroom?
Tile only.
Tile, yeah.
Listen, I have questions about it. I don't know. We'll save it.
We'll have to just...
I'm just curious. I didn't know. That was a bombshell for me.
Ooh, I brought the tea.
You really did. You really did.
Okay, let's talk about Grocery Store Joe.
Oh my gosh, my heart is broken.
Wow.
Single. He had such a
I'll
nice
date
smile.
Joe, man. He's awesome.
Joe and Jeff? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, Joe, as we know, used to be a watermelon wholesale
salesman. He's so cute. I love
as
watermelon.
As one does.
Aww.
But he's 31, from Chicago. I mean, he doesn't make it.
I was
usually
shocked.
Save that for the end, but it's so sad because you kind of are like, wait, he's kind of cute.
I put 2 stars because for my, like, top faves, I added an extra star, and Joe had 2 stars. I really liked him. I thought he was very genuine. When we did see Becca and him talk, it seemed as though they had some sort of chemistry. I thought he's cute. You know, he kind of reminds me of Joey from Friends.
Mm.
I could see that.
I wonder if it was because when he got out of the limo, he had nothing to say. He completely forgot everything he prepared, which is fine if you're nervous, and that happens. That
it
really
happens.
Does happen. But maybe she wasn't super impressed right off the bat.
I did get
and then
a
he
slight,
told her about watermelons and their one-on-one, so it's right. like...
I did get, like, a slight dad vibe from him, though.
Yeah.
Like, he seemed a lot older than her once they sat down and started talking. That's the vibe I got. Like, she, like, kind of shrunk a little in her seat.
Oh, yeah. I got, like, father of my children. Dad.
Yeah. He's 31 and she's 28, so it's really not...
I kind of wonder. I get the impression the she's vibe. A hometown kind of girl. And if he manages a grocery store in Chicago, he's location limited. Like, he can't probably move. So I wonder if she was like, I don't want to live in Chicago.
Well, she was going to move for Ari. Hate to bring up the A word, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like she wasn't vibing with him professionally.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Chris Harrison tweeted about something. He hopes there's grocers or grocery stores in Paradise. So we might see Joe
good.
Later.
Because I think he's a favorite from a lot of people. Like, at first, when he was sent home, I was in my head like, am I the only one that really liked Joe? But I think a lot of people love Joe, so I'm happy. I think he's going to go to Paradise.
No love for the regular guys on the show?
I know.
Imagine, like, Becca finds her one true love, and it was a grocery store owner. Like, that's not flashy.
Joe.
I'm sorry. Enough for ABC, I think, to promote.
He's literally an average Joe.
Yeah.
They could have leaned into that
quite
so
literally.
Hard.
That's true.
I should be producing this show.
I mean.
Okay, next we have, is it Jean Blanc?
Jean Blanc.
Jean Blanc. He's from Haiti. His profession is the connoisseur. But I think he's actually works in finance as his real job. Hmm. He was talking all about his watch collection and his cologne collection. He teaches her French to say, let's do the damn thing. When he gets out of the limo, that was his entrance. And then inside, he had a poem for her. Thoughts?
He's a tryhard. He's such a tryhard. You can't have a poem written. You don't even know her.
So you wouldn't like a poem written for you?
Not with a guy I don't even know who's that much of a tryhard.
It's tough though, Renee, because they have to do something.
You're okay. You're not okay with a poem, but you're okay with a choir, maybe?
I like the choir.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I like the choir.
It's a gesture.
But I think with a poem, it just felt very... Poems to me are, like, personal. Like, you know that person.
Okay.
This is you showing their love. You don't know Becca yet.
That's
and
fair.
That was on, like, what, like a stone or something? What was the poem written on? That wasn't paper.
It was engraved.
It was
on,
engraved.
like a paperweight. That's what it looked like.
That is some next level stuff for someone you just met. I don't think that's romantic. I think that's weird. I think he's such a tryhard. I'm sorry.
Aww. What's interesting
I don't like
about
him.
Jean Blanc is I liked him after his initial... meeting, but like the first 5 minutes of Jean Blanc that ABC gave us was like he's a cologne obsessed watch collector.
Yeah,
his name sounds like a cologne.
I know. I just it's interesting. I assumed based on that edit that he was going to be the narcissistic douchebag, and then he was kind of a sweet guy. So
yeah.
I'm confused about what they want us to see with him.
Yeah,
but
at least he smelled good though.
Yeah.
She noticed when
she
he walked by. She was like, "Wow, he smells really good." So he's whatever he's doing is working.
Yeah.
I do like men that smell good.
I want to root for him too because I'm Haitian. And yeah. I'm like, go far. just show them. Yeah. Although I've like never dated a Haitian guy, so
maybe this could be the one.
Right? Call me
after. He grew on me for sure. He grew
I think he's cool. Yeah.
I think there'll be more to it. It's kind of like how they always do a weird thing with people and then they.
True.
Right.
Like The Voice. Well, this isn't a great example with Garrett. I was gonna say
not so
Garrett, but then we liked him, and then I was like, but hold on, that's controversial.
Yep.
Okay, let's move on to Colton. He's a former NFL player. He had a very sad story about getting injured playing football, and so he had to stop. But he ended up starting a nonprofit to help kids with cystic fibrosis, which is just, I mean, give me a break. And he had a dog in his intro, so
I know
everyone sold.
They were laying it on thick with Colton.
They were, they were like, let me give you 15 reasons why you should love him.
Yeah. And he loves his mom. I can't tell if you like Colton or not, though, Renee.
I was thrown off in the promo. I really liked him for the entire episode. I thought he was so cute. ABC sold me on his story. He seemed just like a genuinely good guy.
Just so you guys know, Renee was watching like this.
Truly.
Hard eyes.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to get too much into the promos, but just I don't know how I feel anymore based on the promos, because I don't know if he's a liar or I don't know. But based on this episode, I did really like him.
Mm-hmm. Do we believe that he's a virgin?
We don't know him well enough.
I don't know anything about his life.
That's true.
That's the hard part.
That he loves dogs and kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, based on this episode alone, I really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
But considering we don't know him that well, we don't know how much game he has, we don't know enough about his history, because, yes, I'm sure, you know, we're wondering, just watching it, if he's not saving himself for marriage, being a 30-year-old man, has he not had any...
He's 26.
Oh, I thought he was 30.
I'm pretty sure he's 26.
Let us in the chat, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was 30. Okay.
Confirmation, it's 26.
26?
I didn't even have
Thank you. But being a 26-year-old man, like, has he had any serious relationships? Like, it just makes you question a lot about...
Apparently he dated Ali Raisman, the gymnast.
Who's that?
Oh. Yeah. And people in the chat are actually shipping him and Tia. Like, do y'all not think Becca's gonna pick him?
Oh. Hmm. People are apparently not Colton shippers with Becca.
They're already, like, far ahead.
As of right now, there's no reason... why anyone wouldn't like Colton.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It was the promo that threw me off. But that's how they get you with the show. All of a sudden, I don't trust anyone in the promo.
Right, exactly.
I'm like, Becca, stay by yourself. It's safer.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I want us also, as we're going through this, to keep in mind if we're all talking about if we like them, do we think that they're right for Becca?
Good question.
And does Becca actually like them?
True.
Because some of the people we talked about so far, I'm thinking on it now, and I'm like, I don't know if he's right for Becca. Like,
I agree.
If that's the type of guy that she would actually want.
It's too sweet.
I think
he's too
sweet.
Ben Higgins.
I think this one, he's too, like, vanilla sweet for her.
Yeah.
Ari was vanilla, and she did like Ari.
He was a sleazy vanilla, though.
That's very true.
Very, like,
I mean, I love that. It's hard to know what Becca's standard is exactly when Ari was her last fiance.
And Ari was kind of funny. Even though he was sleazy.
He was funny.
We learned his wit. I don't see, even though Colton seems like a great guy, I'm not sure he's, like, cracking one-liners.
Yeah. I can't see him being a funny guy.
Yeah.
So, super cute. Great story, but...
Okay, the next one I have is Grant, who is the electrician, but I don't have any really things that stuck out for me for him.
I just wrote, limo exit.
I wrote intense.
Which one was he? Do you remember?
I don't remember. He's intense. That's all I got.
He was intense. Now I see his face again.
Yeah, but they never really showed him inside or anything worthwhile. Okay, so let's move on to Connor. He's the fitness coach. He's the one that he got out of the limo and he got down on one knee and asked her to do the damn thing. So creative.
He literally did Becca's entrance.
I don't understand why you would ever reinvoke the horrors of Ari's life. Like, why would you bring up the PTSD of an engagement or a cardboard cutout? Like, does that make any sense to you guys as women?
That just tells me that that's where your head is at. You're not thinking about me and our future.
Right.
Close the page with me and show me something else.
She wants to move forward.
Right.
Also, it's not like this breakup happened that long ago. Yeah. Like, she was just on After the Final Rose, and then, like, the next week she started filming The Bachelorette.
I just think it's like going to a Vietnam veteran and being like, look, I have a slideshow of you in Vietnam. And, like, it's like, so I do not understand.
Yeah, like, I feel for you.
Right. Just, move on.
He grabbed her first to talk inside, so I don't know what that says about him, but clearly he's ready to go. So next was John. He's a software engineer. He's a startup guy. He started Venmo casually.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy.
So... we could probably be friends. he has all of my money, so I'm going to stay on his good side.
He gave me the impression that he's, like, very sure of himself, very confident. Like, he didn't seem rattled by the situation at all. And that just stood out to me. Like, I felt like a lot of the other people were flexing a little bit or very visibly nervous. And he was just like, hi, I'm John, and this is what I do, and I'm here. Like, very chill.
Yeah. He's very calm.
That's the vibe I got.
And he seems like he's there for the right reasons. Like, when you start Venmo, you don't really need to promote yourself any more than that.
I will say, though, he's a soft...
I'm just going to leave this bit of information right here, and I'll just go back inside. Exactly.
The one thing I will say, he sort of spoke about love the way a software engineer would speak about love. Like, I feel like he was like, I'm excited to engage in a wonderful partnership with a future mate. Yes! It was like a little bit like, oh, that's a little weird, but at the same time...
I'm surprised there wasn't a presentation of some
kind. I know. I was like, is this corporate?
No, but he probably has like Matthew Hussey, like, what do I say, like, on his phone, like that sounds like a very crafted line.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not sure he's like this, again, swaggiest, your favorite word, Renee, but he started Venmo, so I mean, if I were her, I'd keep him around.
Agreed.
Yeah,
I just need to know more about it.
Yeah.
There's not a connection.
Yeah.
Okay, so next is Leo. He's 31 and he's a stuntman. He's the one with the long hair, and he said, let's let our hair down from the messy man bun. Thoughts? Do we like him?
He's fun. I have no, like, hate against him. I think, I just don't really know him. I think Becca thinks he's fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that, you pointed out, the first thing she said was, you remind me of my sister.
Yeah.
That's not a good...
That's not good.
Response after you letting your hair down, honey. I don't know.
He has some good commentary, though, on the other people, so I enjoyed listening.
Are you guys into hair? Is that, like, a thing? Would this be a deal breaker for you or no?
I dated a guy who had hair like that.
Did you?
I told him to keep it in a bun most of the time.
When I first met my boyfriend, he had long hair.
Okay.
But it was in a bun. It was in a man bun.
But
I don't like long hair.
It's not a deal breaker, though.
It's not a deal breaker.
Okay. I don't say it's a deal breaker now.
Just let me know. Cut it.
What's funny is my boyfriend's name is also Leo.
It's a Leo
thing. He doesn't look like that.
Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah. The cover is blown. He's not there for the right reason.
He's acting like a stuntman. It's the job of a stuntman to stunt, though, so you don't even know.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, so next is Ricky. He's an IT consultant. We didn't get anything from him other than that he was wearing gray, and he was in that segment with Jordan when he was like, I'm going to stand out because I'll be the only one wearing gray, and then they cut to Ricky and he's wearing gray. That's all I remember about him.
Wait, is Ricky not the same person with the Harry Potter tattoo, or was it Will's? We never figured that out.
I think it's not.
Everyone in the chat, who had the Harry Potter tattoo? That scene was so quick that we couldn't figure out who that was. So let us know.
I thought that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seemed like that was something, whoever that was, that they had an interest, common interest. Another one we didn't get much from was Alex. He's a construction manager.
Can't remember that.
Yeah.
Didn't really get much from him. Nick is an attorney. He's the one that came in with the race car driver outfit and took it off. Again, why are we bringing up Ari?
I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember Nick, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of reaction shots, but we never actually really saw him have...
I liked Nick, except for that idiot entrance.
Yeah.
But, I think the way he did it as well as he could have. Like, even though, like, a mistake right off the bat, I feel like to throw it away and be like, because I'm better. That's how you're supposed to do it. I don't know. I could see Nick being, like, a weird dark horse.
Okay, they're saying it was Will's.
It was Will's.
Okay.
He looks so young. Wait, how old is Nick? He has such a, like, baby face to me.
Nick is 27.
I feel like Becca looks young, too. That's why. Maybe I, like, see them together physically.
Ever since she dyed her hair a little darker, to me, she looks a little older.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, some of the guys look a little much younger in contrast to her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, cool. So next is Mike. He's a sports analyst. He came out with that cutout of Ari, which is just, again,
no.
Why are we doing this? And then he set it up in the room.
He's from Cincinnati.
Ari is watching everyone.
I remember because he's from close to where I went to school. Yeah, he had a man bun as well.
But I'm not feeling his hair as much.
No.
Mm-mm.
To be real.
Yeah. I have no opinions on Mike. I was surprised he stayed.
Yeah, over Joe, too.
I know.
Joe.
Anyone over Joe.
Yeah, seriously.
We're shipping Joe so hard.
I love Joe.
Okay, next is Blake. He's a sales rep. We already met him on After the Final Rose. He's the one that came in on the horse that we met. And so tonight he came in on an ox. And he said his feelings for her are as strong as an ox. And she called him a cutie, which I don't know if there's anything behind that. But they actually had a pretty good conversation about their past relationships, what they're looking for, which seemed like a pretty deep talk for the first night.
Yeah, I like Blake.
And she seems to think they're on the same page. I was actually kind of surprised he didn't get the first impression rose.
Me too.
Because I thought that he might.
I felt Becca seemed the most smitten with him.
Yes.
On just the first meeting.
Yeah, she said, I just want to know everything about you. Mm-hmm. Like, she was ready for him to just, like, spill it all. She said, he makes me feel hopeful. He's making such an impression on me. She said that in her confessional after. So I thought he was going to get the first impression rose, too.
I like him. He's one of my front runners for sure.
Yeah.
Next is Chase. He's an advertising VP from Florida. He's a former baseball player. His bio on ABC was all about him being a baseball player in his past life, which it's like, okay, well, what are you doing now? And now we know he's an advertising VP. But anyway, we had already met him on After the Final Rose.
Do we talk about the Chase of it all now?
Yes.
Because I feel like we have to, right?
Yes. So he... Chris brought up that Chris knows Chase's ex-girlfriend from, or ex-person that he dated for a month from 2 years ago. And she texted Chris saying that Chase wasn't there for the right reasons and I guess saying a lot of negative things about him. So Chris goes to some of the guys and asks if he should bring it up with Chase. And the guys are like, yeah, you should do it, which is his first mistake.
Right. Yeah.
Because the guys are obviously going to tell you to do whatever, like, puts them ahead.
Should I throw myself under the bus?
Yeah, I think, dude, it's best
for Becca, man. Like, I really think you should do it.
Exactly. Yeah. So Chase gets ahead of it, though, and I actually did. I liked this move before it became a big thing or Chris brought it up to Becca himself. He, during his one-on-one with Becca, he went and got Chris and was like, listen, what does the text say? What are we doing here? And he tried to explain it. Obviously, it didn't go very well for him because he got cut.
It was so awkward. At first, we're like, yeah, get ahead of it. And then he started to talk, and we're like, oh, no. And I think it says a lot about a guy, the way he talks about the girls he's dated and the way he was kind of brushing her off and being like, it wasn't even a relationship. Like, we dated for, like, a month. He said a month to her, but he said 2 weeks to Chris, just saying.
Also, the way you're right. The way he spoke about it, it's like you want to get ahead of the situation and talk about it and air it out, but you weren't really adding anything to it that was helping you. It's not like, I understand that this happened, and no matter how small it may have been to me, I know it could be something bigger to you, and I don't want it to affect the situation.
You should have been there, Christine. You would have done so much better.
I would have coached him. I would have been the producer, like,
he also admitted that he's a big Bachelor fan, and he watches it with his mom since he was 20. And
never say that.
Yeah. Which is, he should know how to deal with this situation if he's such an expert, you know?
It just bothered me that he kept just trying to emphasize how irrelevant it was. But it's not, because you brought him here to talk about it and clear it out, so it's clearly not irrelevant. So
in action, everything he did was right. In words, everything he did was wrong. And the one mistake he made, too, this was so gross. He was talking to Chris, and he goes, I mean, like, dude, like, women, man.
Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Any time a guy says women, man, red.
He's like, you know, women. And it's like,
no, dude, don't get it. No.
No.
Don't get it.
Don't say things like that.
Yeah.
Not here for that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't have to talk about him much longer because he is gone.
Everyone in the chat agrees with that, you know, women line. Ugh. They're like, he needed to go.
Gross.
I'm glad they didn't cut that out, because even it was just two words, that's all we needed to know about him.
Becca chased him away. Oof. Thank you.
Good job, Jeff.
Thank you.
Ooh, chases don't do so well in this franchise, do they?
Oh, that's true. Well, the one chased it okay.
Well, I'm thinking of
JoJo's Chase?
Yeah.
Mm. Yoga Chase? That's what I think of, that one date. Mm. Super intense.
Oh, yeah. Super intense. Okay, so then there was Ryan. We already met him on After the Final Rose, but we didn't get much from him tonight other than that we saw him on After the Final Rose. He's the banjoist.
Cannot remember Ryan.
I remember him
at all.
I remember him from After the Final Rose. They barely showed him this episode. Yeah. They, like, cut his limo exit big time. I don't see anything really with them. I think he's super quirky and, like, awkward, but in a way that it doesn't work with Becca. However, we'll see more of him next episode, so maybe it'll change our minds.
That's true. Okay, so then there was Christone. Is that how you say it? Christone. He's the former Harlem Globetrotter. And then he took her outside to play basketball, and then he dunks over her body.
That could have gone so wrong.
I give him points. That is bold as hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the boldest thing I've ever seen.
And then it was fun because everyone else came out and started playing basketball after the game. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, he's cute.
I like him.
I like him too. He's fun.
I'm not sure what he does now because it said former Harlem Globetrotter, but he said that he plays basketball.
He gets women to hold basketball.
He goes on The Bachelorette after his job goes away.
He looks like he could be like a personal trainer now or something, you know? Like, he seems pretty fit.
I like him, but I don't see him going far.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just don't.
Can I just point out now, since we're talking about a brother, like, I think Becca likes the black guys.
She does.
I've seen her, like, be very smitten with them. Not that I'm making it a race thing, like, but...
She kept all of them, though.
She did!
Which is awesome.
No, she sent home one black guy. Did she? But he didn't say anything to her. I forgot his name, but...
Camille?
I don't remember. Yeah, no. He was the least impressionable of the pack to me, but...
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Which one was Camille? I don't even remember.
He was the 60-40 guy.
60-40. I remember what he looks like.
We'll get to him in a second.
He looks like Arab, I think. Not Arab, but like...
Oh.
He looked Middle Eastern to me.
I don't remember what he looked like. I just remember being like, mm-mm.
Nope. Okay, then there was Wills. He's the graphic designer. He's the one that had the Harry Potter tattoo. I'm not super knowledgeable about Harry Potter. I mean, I've seen it, but I'm not, like, super excited about that.
I am
that.
Super into
so
Harry
that's
Potter.
A bit, so, Jess, let me ask you this. Did you notice... I saw on Twitter people were like... They were like, oh, he says he's a Harry Potter fan, but apparently the tattoo was wrong, or it was said
wrong. Well,
here's
what I'll say. He said Expecto Patronus, which technically the spell is Expecto Patronum. A Patronus is yielded from the spell. It's very important. But the thing is, we never got a close-up on the tattoo.
Of what it said.
So maybe it did say Expecto Patronum. Let us know in the comments, Harry Potter fans. I'm a Ravenclaw. I'm into this stuff. Let me know what you think.
But it depends on what actually said. But if they said it wrong, how big of a fan are you, you know?
Exactly. That's the thing. If his tattoo says Expecto Patronus...
That's terrible.
Red flag. Get him out.
But also, like, to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
A wrong tattoo.
That's could just
bad.
Be a hype beast.
That's like getting a tattoo and being like, I love the Lord of the Blings. Like, just like getting it, like funny. Getting a tattoo and getting it wrong.
That's hilarious. Okay, then there's Jason. He's a senior corporate banker. He's the one, they just did a handshake, and the only other thing we saw from him is that he was massaging her back with that massager.
Hard to watch.
So random.
Very weird.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Like, okay. Why?
Then there was, is it Camille?
Camille.
He's a social media participant. And at first he has her walk over to him to meet him in the middle, but then he backs up and it says, would you do 60-40? And then that's when I was like, nope. Bye.
It's a no.
That's going to be a no.
Yeah, that. What was he thinking? Like, what was he trying to do?
He's like, before we do anything, I just want you to know, I'm a huge douche. Like, yeah. I don't understand. Like,
that was him?
It's like, you have to appreciate that he's honest. I'm self-centered and narcissistic, and if you're into that, let's go for
then
it.
Then we'd be perfect.
He was so embarrassed that he got sent home. Yeah. That's all he kept saying. Like, I'm really
embarrassed. Were you shocked, dude?
Like, I'm pretty sure you got stood up at the bungalow last week or something. Like, come on, stop. He's like an LA
preach.
Type.
For me, the whole time he was doing that, I'm like, what is he trying to do? Because usually there's like, you know... There's that one-liner. There's the punchline to your joke, and he just didn't have one. And I can't think of what it would possibly be.
He should have done the opposite and said, you know what? I like you so much, we can even do 60-40, and I'll be the 40. Like, that's what he should have done.
Exactly. Or maybe you can be 100, and I'll be 0.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the producer fed it to him, and he just misunderstood.
I'm sure. I mean, he's a social media participant.
Yeah, maybe he's the one just
messing
all up.
What is a participant? Are we not all participants? Well, we log in every day.
I'm sure he has some sort of real career, but it's probably for the best that he didn't put it out there right now.
Right?
Okay, so then there's Jake. This is the guy that she knew before. He's a marketing consultant. They know each other from Minneapolis. And she straight up says, because sometimes they don't say that they've met before or whatever, and it turns out that they have. But she says, we've met before. He's an acquaintance. I feel like there's more to the story there. But long story short, nothing has ever happened between the two, or no moves were made that we know of.
Yeah, that was so weird. I felt like we were getting a very vague version of the story.
So she pulled him aside and said, listen, you've never made a move on me before. We've been in the same circle several times. Why are you here? What are your intentions? Are you just wanting to be on the show?
Yeah.
And he didn't really have a good answer for that.
He didn't. That's basically what she asked him. At first, I thought it was going to be a similar to, like, the Fred situation where, like, he grew up with Rachel, just, like, knew her from before. But the fact that they had many encounters that he didn't even... consciously remembers.
Oh my gosh.
He was like, the only one that I can remember was this one. And it just came off so, like, disingenuous. Like, he was just trying to shush her, like, well, let's not worry about that because I'm here.
Yeah.
And she wasn't with it. And I applaud her so much.
Me too.
Yes. Because as a woman, like, I know for me, like, if a guy's not into me and then later on you want to roll around, I'm going to absolutely ask you what's up.
Yeah. It was awesome. It shows what Becca's here for. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, she is not pulling any punches.
Mm-hmm.
I was so here for Becca then. That was, like, my favorite Becca moment of the episode. Here's the thing I hated about this whole exchange. He would not leave. And I was like, this is the second time she's dealt with some prick of a guy who will not leave when she says yep. leave.
And she shouldn't right. have to continue to explain her reasoning.
Yes.
He was like, I'm so open-minded and open heart, but okay, she's not into it. Like, pack your bags,
she's
like,
well, I said leave. I was so here for it.
Just because you're into it doesn't mean she has to be. And she has every... She has every power to send you home mm-hmm. whenever she wants.
Yeah, and he immediately made it about himself, like, well, I can't leave here until I get this off my chest. And that's when I was like, yo, just get out.
Right.
Just go.
I thought maybe he was going to be like, I've always liked you or something like that. And then the fact that even when he had a chance to redeem himself, it was like, I was a different me then.
I've transformed over
the past year. That's what made me think, too, you were probably an asshole back then.
Something happened.
It just came off really funny.
Yeah.
And maybe still.
yeah.
Something happened.
So anyway, she sends him home. And I'm glad she did because it probably would have come out that he's just there to try to be on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, then there's Trent. He's a realtor. He's the one that came in with the hearse and said he literally died when he found out that she was Bachelorette.
I hated that. Can I just be too? I hated it.
I don't want a guy to ever say to me, like, I literally died when I saw you were the Bachelorette.
Well, that was like his one shining moment on this episode. Then there's Christian. He's a banker. We didn't have much about him either. David, he's a venture capitalist. This is the chicken.
Becca!
Love David.
Becca! Yeah.
I loved it. I kind of identified with David. Like, I'd probably be the chicken guy if I were to ever go on. But I actually kind of felt a real connection between the two of them.
I did too.
Yeah.
I like him. I think he's fun. You know, doesn't take himself too seriously and brings a lot of energy to the table.
Yeah.
And he's pretty cute, too. Like, when he took the head off, I was like, oh, we're working with something here.
Yeah.
I like David.
Same.
Yeah.
And then last but not least is Chris. He's a sales trainer. He brought up her Uncle Gary and brings the gospel choir out of the limo exit. And then, but he's also the one that brought up the whole Chase stuff that we already talked about.
Yeah.
So, does it give you guys any weird... Do you think Chris did the right thing?
No.
No.
I mean, the guy said, got sent home.
That's true. I mean, he did get the other guy gone, so... He seems like a villain type, though, to me.
He sort of looks like
an early front runner for a villain. He did the wrong Bachelor World thing. That was the wrong thing to do in this world.
But also, to be honest, when I think of a guy I'd like and what I'd want him to be in this situation, I want him to be like, you know what? I don't know the background story. It's not my drama. I'm just going to focus on my relationship with Becca. If she ends up with him, she does. But, like, it's not my business. That's what I'd want him to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I just think he's here to stir up the drama.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're going to actually have a serious connection.
I mean, if you think about it, though, he could have held on to that information until way later.
Yeah.
That's and true. Dropped it late. I mean, either way, he had the same intention with saying it, so.
Yeah.
Well. All right, so shall we talk about the rose ceremony? That was all the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So she keeps Lincoln, Blake, Ricky, Jean Blanc, Kristen, Clay, Wills, Connor, Jason, John, Ryan, Alex, Nick, Trent, Colton, David, Jordan, Leo, Mike, Chris R., and no watermelon guy.
Mm.
That's grocery store Joe.
Yes, sad.
Joe Schmo.
Do you think that she made the right picks? Were there any other people that you were surprised she didn't keep along?
It's hard the first night. You know, you're meeting everyone so fast. No one jumped out besides Joe the watermelon salesman.
True.
Loved him. Stole our hearts.
Yes.
Like, for sure.
True. Okay, any other thoughts about that? Before we have a very exciting twist for this season after show. I'm so excited about it because I'm a very competitive person. So everyone, hold on to your seats. So we're going to do a fantasy draft, and Renee is going to tell us all about that.
So we know. We're all very competitive here. I don't know if you guys watched us when it was off season, and we played little trivia games with The Bachelor. We're very competitive. And many of Bachelor Nation participates in a fantasy draft where they select, like, their top guys, and then every week you, like, mark which one of your guys is gone, and then the winner, obviously, has the winner of the show. And then we could do like top three. So what we're thinking is we're still kind of putting it together, but we're going to announce who our guys are. All five of us, Jeff, you're going to compete with us, right?
Yeah, because I may be in the booth, but I'll definitely play.
So all five of us are going to pick our top guys. We're going to divide them up, obviously not including the guys that were sent home today. And by next week, we'll really get into it. At the end of the episode, we'll see who's making it. So please play along with us. Send us your picks for the draft. But check on all of our Twitters because we will be announcing who has what guys.
Yeah, we got to wait for our girl Christina Zias to get back so we can have a full... Full draft.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the winner will obviously get a prize, so we'll think about it.
You sound confident over there, Renee.
Yeah, the winner will,
right?
For sure.
She's like, the winner will win $1 million.
Saw that, right? She's like, the winner. I'm actually, like, really happy we didn't do it before then because I was like, Joe's great. I like you.
So this is helping you out this round.
Ooh, okay, this is good. Now I'm getting, like, excited for this.
Yeah, so stay tuned for those picks, and we are looking forward to that. We have to... Bit of Bachelor news that we need to talk about before we sign off.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Ooh. So last week, Ashley, I, and Jared announced that they are officially dating after meeting 3 years ago on Bachelor in Paradise. We all know the story. If you know anything about The Bachelor, you know that Ashley, I have always been obsessed with Jared, and it's just never really worked out. Do you guys like them together?
Yes. I watched The Story of Us, the show that Ashley does, where she now it's her story, which I love. It came full circle. I love
cannot
them
believe
together.
It was 45 minutes long, though. When I finished, I was like, what did I just do?
I know. That was a lot. I was, like, confused with the timeline at first because I was like, oh, wait, is this the time where they get together, like, the first time she was talking about After Paradise? And then it all, I love it. I think they're so cute together. I love when you can be, like, best friends with someone. I mean, they've had a very rocky relationship.
Turbulent.
But... I love that they started off as, like, best friends for so long. And now they're together. That's so cute.
I like them both, so I wish them the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think they're supposed to be together. And I've been watching every single snap of their vacation in Hawaii right now. So it looks like they're having a great time.
Yeah.
And I'm just along for the ride, so that's not creepy at all.
We all are.
But it was, I feel like it was pretty obviously timed right before this premiere that they released that news. It seems to be that they've been sitting on this information for a while. I mean, they posted pictures from Coachella, and all of their pictures that they've shared now were taken months ago. Mm. So they seem like they're really enjoying their time together. And it's like they're engaged or something.
Let's get them on the show.
Like, yes.
We'll get them on the show. We'll bring them in. Ashley,
yeah.
You know,
we
love
had
you.
Ashley before, you know, post-Winter Games, but now we need, like, a follow-up.
Come on back.
There's
couple
no more
it.
Kevin.
Yeah.
And never give up on your dreams. You know, Ashley never gave up that one day.
Yes.
I think that's great. Okay, so let's, before we could do the fantasy draft, let's just end on our personal top threes right now.
Damn.
This won't be on the record for the fantasy, but Renee, who are your top three?
Okay, I hate to say this, but I think Garrett is going to be here for a while, whether I like him or not. Also, I really like Blake, and I had Joe, but Joe obviously went home back to his grocery store. So, I mean, I don't think I'm just going to have to say Colton because I can't. None of these guys really stuck out that much to me so far, episode one. So the ones I could think of that I liked, I guess I could do those top three.
I'm going to say Garrett, Blake, and then David is the chicken.
Oh, David.
I'm going to say David. I like David.
Yeah.
I'm going to say David as well, Blake, and I like Jason. He had like a nice handshake. Wait, hold on.
The handshake guy? The kiss handshake?
Jason is the handshake. And the massager guy?
Oh, that was weird. You see, this is what happened. There's just so
many
of them. Okay, maybe not. Let me take that back. I only had Jason, Garrett, Blake, and Joe as like people I like. So it's like whoever's left out of that, that's who it is.
It'll all change.
This is the first time I've been this like stumped.
Yeah.
Yes. The first season in a very long time.
So you guys don't think Jordan, the model's going to make it?
Oh, stop.
stop. Disregarding the news that came out today, I'm going to say Garrett seems like what might make it far. I also think Colton might make it far. And I like David, I think is my favorite person so far, the chicken, which is not something I'd usually say. okay, so we'll be back next week, and we'll have our fantasy draft picks.
ready to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the meantime, where can everyone find you guys?
You guys can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter, and check out my blog, sextingandthecity.com.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham. I'll probably be in the booth all season, probably not on the panel that much, no. But I'll still have thoughts all season, y'all. I'm going to be here, so.
Aw. Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be back this season with you guys. I'm your girl, Christine Alexis. All over social media at Christine Bean.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can find me everywhere at Sterling Cates, and also Separation Anxiety Podcast is everywhere you find podcasts too. thanks guys, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Bacall.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.